This is Bronson Hermuth, and I'm sitting in the tracking room on Music Row today, and I've got the honor to be sitting with Greg Duckworth from the group TaylorMade out of West Virginia.
Yes.
Yeah, I sure appreciate you doing this.
Oh, thank you. Your time's valuable.
Are you married?
I am married.
You have kids?
I have a 14-year-old and an 8-year-old, both girls.
Both girls? What are their names?
Aaron and Brianna are the girls, and my wife's name is Rhonda.
So that's probably the hardest part when you go out and tour, ain't it?
It's taxing sometimes being away so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been singing, obviously, all your life. Your family was very musical. You come from a family with like 7 siblings, right?
Yes.
And your mother raised you all as a single mother.
She did.
From day one, you've been singing and playing.
Yeah.
So your kids then have been around it their whole life.
And they're both performers and singers, too. So it's the apple don't fall far from the tree.
Basically. Really?
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little about that.
Well, Brianna, the 14-year-old, she's real busy with West Virginia Theater. And her passion is that she's a lot in the youth ministry at our church back home. So she does a lot with her acoustic guitar and the youth ministry. And she leads some of the worship services, you know. So she just loves to perform. The smaller one, the 8-year-old, she's kind of fallen in that track. She's still looking for what she's brave enough to do in the privacy of our living room and what she'll do for people in public. So
right.
She's a little more shy than the other.
Have you got him up with you and done shows yet? You had him up on the stage?
Yeah, well, I had Brianna up when she was about 6. She got up and sang, "Will the Circle Be Unbroken" with us one night. It was really cool.
You actually, your occupation is state trooper, right?
Yes, I've been a West Virginia state trooper for several years now.
How does that work for you as far as, you know, you are a state trooper and then at night you're up on stage performing?
Yeah, I tell you, it gets really busy, and those two genres don't cross very much. You know, I'm a sergeant with the state police, and I've been in charge of the second to third busiest detachment in the state for about 12 years up there. So it's a busy time, and of course business is always good in the police world. Man, keeping those things rolling is between the family, 2 kids in school, the state police, and the band, TaylorMade, you know, I get spread pretty thin some days.
Well, I bet you do. So that is such a different dynamic, though. I mean, do you find you have to put yourself in a different state of mind when it comes time to play music, or is it just real natural to you because you've done it?
It's very natural to me, and you know, who I am is that trooper. I mean, I was a 21-year-old kid fresh out of the academy and working in one of the roughest counties in the state and down right in the heart of the coal fields and of West Virginia. I was a pretty naive 21-year-old kid taken from a, you know, quiet place in Taylor County and put in the middle of the, what they call it, the blood, the guts, and the beer of the coal fields. So I learned a lot quick. My molding come there from a young age, too. I like being known as the guy that's going to do the right thing. And then I take pride in that, and take a lot of pride in the state police and what that's done for me and my family, and the reputation I have back home is pretty solid.
If your children do decide that they want to pursue music as a career, you are cool with that?
I am. I want them to reach as far and as many different directions as they can and find that place that's happy for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be supportive of that.
Do you envision like writing songs with them, playing, performing with them at any time, or is that just?
I tell you, it's a lot of fun, and you know, Wendy and Brian both sing and perform with their kids the same as I do. So it's you know, Mom did it with us as kids, and you know, I've been up in front of the church before with both girls singing with me, you know, and it's a happy place to be. And you know, music really don't know the boundaries. Music kind of draws people together, and it sure has us.
Not to get you in trouble at work, but you know, your goal, like in goals, I'm like, you guys are going for it. I mean, you've had records out, you've been having a lot of success. You got this new record that you're working on right now. We're sitting in a recording studio while your brother and sister are up there singing, and you're taking your turn with me, and they're up there doing it. Is that your major goal, to eventually just to perform and tour and that, or do you always intend to continue on with your having both?
I intend on having both. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm one of those guys that wants my cake and eat it too.
Well, that's nothing wrong, but that's your.
Yeah, I don't have a goal of any one thing there being leaps and bounds above the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been a trooper for 21 years, and you know, I can reach a retirement in about 3.
Right.
You know, so I'm pretty comfortable there, and I'm on a promotion list. Actually, I'm like number 1 on a promotion list, and. and hoping for a promotion within the next year. You know, and I'm reaching for that.
Right.
And I'm reaching for a single to make it to the charts and make an impact. You know, I want positive light on West Virginia. You know, that's where I live. That's where my, you know, they always say home is where your mom is. Mm-hmm. You know, our mom's in Taylor County, West Virginia, you know, and I want positive things for that. I work hard as a trooper to make it a better place. And I hope that our music can shine a great light to that as well.